What was the hardest job you've ever had to do?
I think becoming a mother was one of the most challenging and most exciting jobs I've ever done.
It is an amazing job, isn't it? Full of lovely times, but often very demanding. Definitely 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Motherhood is really a time of big changes. But we have such important jobs as mothers.
Earlier on Women of Hope, we talked with Dr. Karen about looking after our babies. Today, we're going to talk about the mother of the new baby.
Welcome back, Dr. Karen. Could you tell us something about yourself again?
Thank you, Carol. I work as a doctor in the community, and I've also had experience in hospitals caring for pregnant mothers and young children. I also have two little girls, less than four, and have been challenged by learning how to care for them as a new mother.
Thank you for joining us again. We don't always think of caring for the mother, do we? That newborn baby captures so much of our attention. So, how can a new mother care for herself?
Often a new mother becomes very focused on her baby, and she's usually caring for a husband and children and maybe elderly or sick family members. In all of this, she also needs to care for herself.
If we don't care for ourselves and become sick, who's going to care for our families?
Every new mother needs rest. If someone offers to wash your dishes, say thank you and let them do it. Don't worry about your home being perfect if you need to sleep.
If someone offers help by cooking or bringing in meals, let them do it.
And if there is help in your community to babysit the older children for short periods of time, then make sure you rest. Don't use that time to rush around cleaning and doing chores.
That's good advice. Medical studies show that women who have a supportive community to help them are more likely to be happy and healthy.
In some cultures, the new mother is not allowed to leave her bed for the first month.
That sounds nice. A mother can then rest and recover from the birth and spend time learning about her baby. However, too much lying around can increase the risk of clots forming in the legs, and these clots can go up into the lung and cause terrible problems. I would normally recommend gentle walking as soon as possible after the birth to prevent this and to strengthen your muscles, but no heavy exercise for at least the first 6 weeks, and after a cesarean section, no lifting.
I once heard a good rule. Don't lift anything heavier than your baby.
That's sensible. The other exercise I recommend is pelvic floor exercises. The muscles around the vagina are stretched by childbirth, and they are also under pressure during the pregnancy. And this can make a woman have difficulty controlling her bladder or bowel. Gradually strengthening these muscles is important to improve this control. If there are any problems with control after the first 6 weeks, talk to your nurse or your doctor.
I was never quite sure what muscles to exercise.
Try to stop the urine flow when you're on the toilet. This will show you the muscles to tighten. Do this 3 times a day anywhere, when you're standing preparing a meal or when you're sitting. Start by holding on for 2 breaths in and out and do 6 in a row.
That's a lot of exercises to do. 3 times a day and 6 times.
But if we do them for life, we will keep good control. What about looking after that area after birth?
Often women can have nasty grazes or tears during childbirth. Keep any wounds clean. Use clean water and wash twice a day. Ice packs every few hours in the first couple of days help reduce some of the swelling and bruising and pain. The doctor may also give you some pain relief medication. Make sure your bowels are working well and the motions are soft. If the motions are hard, drink lots of water and eat some fresh fruit. Bleeding can last for up to 6 weeks, but if it lasts any longer or you have bad lower belly pain or fever, you may have an infection in the womb and need treatment. If there is any bad smell, redness or pain in your wounds, you could have an infection that also needs treatment, so see your healthcare worker. Cramps like a period pain are common, especially when breastfeeding, as it helps the womb to become smaller.
Many women wonder when they can become intimate with their husbands again.
The answer is when you feel comfortable. Usually waiting for the first 6 weeks at least is sensible. Often with the hormonal changes, the area can be quite dry, so you may need to use a lubricant or even vegetable oil. Things can also feel quite different after a baby has gone through.
Today on Women of Hope, we're talking about how to take care of the mother after she's had a baby. Dr. Karen, are there some special foods that you should eat? My Chinese friend was given lots of ginger, chicken cooked in rice wine and rice. I'm sure it must be different depending upon where people come from.
Many cultures have lots of rules about what to eat, and often your mother or mother-in-law will help look after you and your baby, and that's wonderful. Make sure you have enough food with plenty of fruit and vegetables. Protein like meat or lentils help with healing. If you're a vegetarian or if you've lost a lot of blood during the delivery, ask your healthcare worker about an iron supplement. Many women are also low in vitamin D and calcium, which are important for strong bones for you and your baby. Your vitamin D mostly comes from sunlight. 10 minutes of sunlight on your face and arms every day should be enough. For calcium, you need at least 3 serves of calcium-rich food, like dairy, eggs, or bony fish, or perhaps to take a calcium supplement.
Enough good fruit, food, vegetables, protein, iron, vitamin D, and calcium. Those things will help us to feel better, too.
Some women feel moody or down after having a baby. Why is that?
There are lots of changes to your hormones in the time after the baby is born. This is often called the baby blues and sometimes can make you cry over tiny things. If this doesn't improve quickly, or if you notice a new mum acting strangely, please get help. Many women can get depressed in the first year after their baby is born, particularly if they have little support or if there are problems with the baby or their own health. On rare occasions, a woman can develop both depression and psychosis. This is dangerous and can lead her to try and kill herself or her baby. If you're concerned about someone, make sure they see a doctor and that you try and offer them some help.
Sadly, there was a woman in my town who was very depressed and no one noticed. She got up in the middle of the night and hanged herself. Her husband found her body in the morning. She left behind a 4-month-old baby boy. It's hard to believe that no one knew beforehand how she was feeling.
Oh my, what a tragedy for that family. Sisters, talk to each other. Care for each other. If you're feeling that there's no hope, speak to someone. It is not a weakness.
We all feel sad at times and feel that life is difficult. And there are people who can care and help look after you and your baby, and depression can be treated.
Most of all, remember that God made you and He loves you. Sometimes new moms feel they've failed and they feel hopeless. Well, they aren't the only ones who feel like that. Do you ever feel trapped and hopeless? Maybe it's because of the situation you're in, or maybe it's because you can't change yourself. Well, Roz is here to share with us a message of hope. Welcome back, Roz.
Thank you, Tammy, and thank you for being with us today. I have another story from the Bible for you. We talked recently about Abraham and his descendants. They were called Israelites. They'd become slaves in Egypt. You might remember that.
Oh, yes. The king, Pharaoh, ordered his soldiers to drown the Israelite baby boys. But the Israelite women were strong and clever and managed to save many of them.
And I remember that one mother made a little waterproof boat, and she hid her baby among the reeds at the water's edge. Pharaoh's daughter found him and actually adopted him.
And you said that the Israelites were crying out to God for help. You told us that God heard and had compassion.
That's right. Well, that baby Moses grew up. Would you like to listen to the next part of this story from God's Word? One day, God spoke to Moses when he was all alone in the desert. God told Moses who he was and that he wanted to save his people. God told Moses to go to the new Pharaoh and tell him, "Let my people go." Moses was afraid. Well, I'm not surprised, and he made lots of excuses. But God gave him many signs so that at last Moses and his brother Aaron went to see Pharaoh in his splendid palace. Pharaoh just laughed at them. There was no way he was going to let the people go and lose his whole workforce. He had no respect for God at all. Pharaoh worshipped the idols of Egypt. There were different ones who were supposed to look after the land, the river, the crops, and the animals, and the people. In fact, his people worshipped him as divine. How proud he was. Then God began to show his power and to show his people how much he loved them. Through Moses, God threatened Egypt with a series of 10 disasters: frogs and flies, hailstones and boils. The cattle got sick and died. The river was not fit to drink, and the crops were eaten by plagues of insects.
It sounds like the idols of the country could not protect them, and neither could the king.
That's right. And the Egyptians were scared. When each disaster struck, Pharaoh would say they could go and then change his mind. Or he would say only the men could go. But at last, God sent him a final warning. "The Israelites are like my firstborn son. If you do not let them go, I will kill your firstborn son, yours and others all through your land." And still Pharaoh refused. He hated the Israelites, and by now he hated their God too. So God did it. The Bible says that night God sent his angel of death across Egypt, but the Israelites were not harmed. Pharaoh was broken. "Go," he said, "take your families and your animals and go and worship your God and bless me too." The Israelites had already packed their bags and they left, thousands of them, with Moses leading the way. The king changed his mind again and tried to stop them. But God opened a path through the sea and they escaped. They were free at last.
What an exciting story from the Bible. Imagine how terrible it must have been for the slaves. Slavery turns people into just property, and that is so wrong. God made us in his likeness, so that means that we each have great value and dignity.
Yes, absolutely, I agree. But these poor people did the best thing. Do you remember?
I do. They called out for God for help.
Yes, that's always the best thing to do when you're in trouble. And what did the story say about God's response?
God heard their cry, and he acted. He called Moses to lead them. He showed how useless the idols of Egypt were and how great he was.
Pharaoh really didn't want to let the Israelites go, did he? But in the end, he had to give in.
Did you notice that Pharaoh even had to ask for God's blessing?
Yes, because by then he knew there was one true and living God. And you know, God still is the same. He hears the cry of those who are oppressed and beaten down. It still makes him angry. If you feel like that, you can call out to God for help and he will hear you and be with you.
When I read the Bible, I notice it often mentions this event. It's called the Exodus, when God freed the slaves and took them to freedom in the land that he had promised.
That's right, Carol. God's messengers often reminded the descendants of these slaves about what he'd done to encourage them to keep trusting God, and that they had an agreement with God to be his people and obey his word.
Well, it reminds me of something else written in the Bible many, many years later, after Jesus had come. Jesus came to save us from a different kind of slavery. We can be a kind of slave to the power of wrong thoughts and habits and actions that can rule our lives. It might make us feel that we can never break their power over us. You might know this feeling, but listen to this. The Bible says, "With joy, give thanks to the Father." That's Father God. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's Jesus. By whom we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven.
I love that. I can picture Jesus throwing open a dark prison and calling out, "Come and follow me to a life of freedom." I love it that he called me. And you know, he calls you too. Would you like to follow him?
I remember when he called me. It was not a voice that spoke to my ears. It was the message of God's love and forgiveness that spoke to my heart and made me want to follow Jesus. And that has brought real freedom into my life.
Today was a good day. We learned some important things from Dr. Karen about how to care for new mothers. Don't forget them. And don't forget this important message too. God hears when you call to him for help, and he offers you a life of true freedom as you put your trust in him.
It's been great to be with you again. Thanks for coming. Thank you too, Roz and Dr. Karen, for sharing with us.
We have to go now, but we do look forward to next time. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.